We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Again, I want to thank everyone over at Gray, Gray & Gray. Great firm, have been hosting us all week. And my co-host for the week, Rich Hershen, partner, wonderful partner.
Thank you.
Right, and a wonderful partner for Radio Entrepreneurs. You know, entrepreneurs, Rich and I both know this through our careers, come in many different shapes and sizes. People who have a vision for something, start something, and create something. Our next guest comes to us and has traveled a long way from Israel and has all the characteristics of a great entrepreneurial leader. Lieutenant Colonel Tiran Attia, who's a special in uniform, is the name of his group, SIU, and is also a partnership with the Jewish National Fund Inclusion Program. And hold on to your seats and listen to what this man has done, or person has done. Sorry. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank
Glad you. Glad
you
could be here.
You know, I watched your video last night. I'll start before you go, just so our listeners know. And I was moved. I really was moved. If I can summarize it the way I interpreted it, you have taken people who would be considered to have had disabilities. I don't like using that term, but I think for the nomenclature, people will like that term, disabilities, and you've been able to mainstream them into the Israeli army, make them feel valuable, make them feel part of the community, make them feel respected by their community, and provide, you know, necessary functions. And this looks very unique to me and very innovative, and I'm sure there was a lot of politics in getting this done, even with yourself, and in terms of doing this, but you're setting an example to the world. I'm sort of summarizing the whole thing about what can be done when you don't see a disability, when you see an opportunity. So with that little introduction, I'll let you do a better job of explaining it.
Okay, I will start as everything starts at the start. In 2006, someone came to my office. I was the commander of Sar'el. Sar'el is a unit that enabled people from all over the world to come and participate in the army for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, according to their ability, and also in Israelis. And we had 4,000 from each year, 4,000 in Israelis and 4,000 from abroad. In 2006, someone came with an idea, let's make people with disability soldiers in the Israeli army. And as for me back then, I'm after 18 years of being in a combat fighting unit, I thought that there would be a burden. Absolutely, there will be a burden. And there I was, feeling very, very strong, and I said, they have no place in the Israeli army. And he said, okay, let's make some nice move for them to be accepted in the Israeli army. And I said, if it is in a low scale, low volume, let's make 1, 2, 3, at least 10 kids in the Israeli army, as some kind of charity. And in 2006, I became disabled myself. After a car accident, I was during the Second Lebanese War, near the Lebanese border, but this is not a really issue. I found myself after this accident, a lot of explosions that were from the Hezbollah. My car was pushed to the ditch, and I found myself in a hospital, very white room, asking myself where I am. I thought I'm in the way to heaven or hell. I was in a lot of pain, but you know, during wartime, a lot of delegations are coming to pay their sympathy to the wounded soldiers. And I was there, and a lot of groups came. And one specific group, they were on uniform, but you can see that they are not soldiers. One of them, our eyes were crossed, and she approached me. And she asked me in Hebrew, she mumbled at first something that I did not understand. But afterwards, she said, "Efshar lelatef lecha et hayad? Can I pat your hand?" Before I knew it, she did it. And from that second on, my life changed.
Magic
upside
touch.
Down. Magic touch. Absolutely magic touch. I felt like if I was 3 years old and I'm being held by my mother, I was protected. I felt protected. I felt so warm. I felt that no problems will conquer me anyhow. Nothing will harm me. So there I was, sitting in my bed, lying in my bed, thinking, how can it be that me, who did I think I am, not to include those amazing kids into the program? into some kind of program in the army. And from that on, I want to say that the rest is history, but the history is yet to come. So we made it. We made it. And we had, at the end, approximately 500 kids in the program. And in 2014, another thing happened. I was relieved from the army after 28 years of service. And in July, I was called again. And here I was. I make a checklist, and I see that in this program, there is only 50. I will make a very long story short. I was very, very aggravated. And at the second, at the Gaza war, delegation of JNF came, and they saw the kids, and they say, we want to see how can we help. And I can say that the rest is history. We are having now 250 kids in this program. 250 kids that no one gave them a chance, like me back then. And 60 out of them, and I'm so proud to see it, have an Israeli choger. Israeli choger, which means that I am an Israeli soldier, like the combat fighting unit in Golani, like the pilot, like everyone else. And this gives them the ability to be part of the Israeli society, to be part of the world. And we are saying, Kol Yisrael
Haverim. To make a contribution, absolutely. To feel a value.
And each one of them contribute according to his ability. We are analyzing their ability and disregarded the disability. And everyone can do something. They can do things that even we cannot. How long we can sit in front of a desk and doing the same repetitive work. They can do it forever.
I don't know, I'm not an accountant.
Very funny. Maybe some accountants.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I had to squeeze that one in.
So they can do a lot of things that we cannot, and we are taking those abilities and enforcing them.
Right. Wow. You know, in life, everyone wants to think that they make a contribution. I believe it gives you a sense of self-esteem, gives you a sense of being part of a community. This really wasn't being done anywhere else before, was it?
I tried to appeal to the U.S. Army, and they told me that they are not in the charity business. I tried to appeal to the Canadian, and they said, let's wait some more. But the National Council of National Guard in New Jersey came to visit the kids. And now I'm being hosted there, and they want to know some ideas how to take kids from the society in New Jersey inside their National Guards. So this is something that we are giving. It's not Judaism, it's not Israel, this is humankind.
It's humanity.
Humanity. And we are in a place that we can give. I think that God gave each one of us some kind of a garden to take care of. But if each one of us will take 10 centimeters from his garden, we will have the Garden of Eden.
Was that when U.S. and Canada declined your offer? Was that after you had shown the success of this program in Israel or before it had gone off the ground?
It was last year when the program started to accelerate.
But that was last, you know, I'm just thinking about Canada. That was under the conservative government that was up for re-election. Now you have a new government, liberal government, a lot more to the left, that maybe worth it, that now has another 3 years ahead of it. It might be a better time to go back to Canada today than last year.
As for me, I will go to Zimbabwe if I will help a kid from somewhere in the world. I don't care.
Well, timing, as you know, is everything.
I know.
So I'm just saying, I think that's a better time. When you were first approached with this, were you as big a skeptic as some of the people I'm sure you've had to deal with?
Absolutely. In our days, even if when they see the clip, some of them say, it's directed, it's unbelievable, it cannot be. But then those skeptical boys or girls or men or women that are coming, adults, when they see the kids by heart, by themselves, they are totally changing their point of view toward people with disability. And this is amazing to see the shift in a blink of an eye. I brought one of the seniors in the Israeli army, which has such a skeptical ideas about everything. He's a skeptical person. When he saw the kids, he adored it, and now he's our number one fan from the Israeli arm, very high ranked officer.
You know, out of adversity, strength. Sometimes, do you find that these people who have some kind of personal adversity are better at learning than people who don't have adversity? You talked about the stubbornness of certain people. Do you find that that they might be the brighter of the group? They just don't seem as obvious.
Absolutely, and I think it's out of ignorance. This is totally out of ignorance. People do not know what does it mean to be disabled. What does it mean? What is the obstacles? What are the challenges that those kids are getting in their daily life? And I think this is the main problem. When you don't know the other, here is the place where the friction is starting.
You know, so often we talk to entrepreneurs all the time, entrepreneurs thinking of starting a business and a company to make money or, you know, save the world. Your story is so entrepreneurial, but it's a little bit of a different twist. Here you saw an opportunity, you saw you could do something, you had your doubters, you had resistance like any entrepreneur would have, and you followed it through and had a success. And now when people see the program, it must feel so good to you to see what you've accomplished and see how you're able to change opinions by just showing them your work. It's
Absolutely.
A great story.
And it must make you more ambitious. What's next?
First of all, my vision is to see in each given moment 1,000 kids in our program, and it will be in 2020. Since we see, and you know, success has its way to get around, and now the blind associations in Israel want to accompany us, mm-hmm. want to be partnership with us. Some of the autism organizations want to be partner with us. So I think that this is not Israel. This is not human. This is not, I think that the world can benefit. You know, I just read an article that economically, by not hiring people with disability, only Israel lose 11 billion shekels per year. How is that? How can it be? How can it be that someone with his eyes on do not do something about it? And we are trying to mainstream each one that we can. And we, you know, if you save one life, you save all the world. And this is the idea. We are going to save a lot, more than one.
Tiran, if somebody wants to find you in the program, how would they do that?
First of all, through the JNF. The JNF website has a special uniform page in it. There is also another website, Yad LaYeled HaMiyuchad, which also hosts us in his website. And when you write great in uniform, especially in uniform, we are in Google, we are the first or the second.
And just to support that, if people didn't hear the JNF, just type in Jewish National Fund.
Absolutely.
You'll find us. Jewish National Fund.
Absolutely.
You know, we're the tree, we're the water people, we're the environment. Great having you on the show. I assume you're going back to Israel, so we won't get you again. But when you come back, will you visit us again?
Sure, absolutely.
And will you Boston. Send us pictures that we can post?
Absolutely.
And we'll post a link to the video.
I will show. I will send you a picture of our kids. They are, you know, I call them our kids. I have 3 and 250 more.
Wow, wonderful.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll come visit you. Lieutenant
Not
Colonel
maybe.
Tiran.
No.
I will visit you.
Okay.
Sorry. I should have learned.
Okay.
I know better.
It's an order.
Wait. You feed me?
Absolutely.
That's
my responsibility.
That's all I care about. I want the food. The kids and the food. When I went to South Africa, I'll just say I insisted on going to Soweto, the township, and I insisted, and they didn't want me to go. And then I insisted on going to a school, which they told me I couldn't go to. And I went to a little school, a preschool, actually. And it was probably my most memorable experience of Africa, being with 55 young kids trying to live a life in the midst of the AIDS crisis. So it was my most beautiful experience of Africa. Very makes me emotional just think about it. Great having you on the show today. I want to thank our friends over at the JNF, and especially Sarah Hefez, our regional director. She's the best. Everybody loves Sarah. And I want to thank our host, Rich Hershen, and Gray, Gray, and Gray from a great accounting firm and a consulting firm. My name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.